and Teddy Roosevelt is going to win this thing. Don't trip, Teddy. Don't trip, Teddy. His glasses are falling off, but he's the winner.
On Wednesday at Nationals Park, Teddy Roosevelt ran roughly but won the president's race for the first time, breaking a string of 525 consecutive losses dating back to 2006. Scott Abelman of the blog Let Teddy Win joins me now to celebrate this achievement. Scott, where were you when the foam likeness of our 26th president crossed the finish line?
I was where I usually am at the finish line of the president's race, leading a group of fans, cheering on Teddy Roosevelt.
You're going to have to describe for me the frustration of watching Teddy fall on his head 525 times before finally winning.
Well, most people who know anything about Teddy Roosevelt would assume that he would absolutely kick Thomas Jefferson's butt in a foot race. So when the Nationals created this live-action president's race back in 2006, and it became clear fairly quickly that Teddy was going to be portrayed as this lovable loser, the notion that a whole generation of people would be brought up with that impression of Teddy Roosevelt really rubbed some of us the wrong way.
All right, well, what's next? Does President Roosevelt now retire with a string of one victory?
There are some rumors out there that the Nationals want to retire Teddy Roosevelt now. I think that would be a tragedy, first of all. But more importantly, Teddy won his first race, and immediately afterward, the Nationals had a home run followed by a double and another RBI double, to which I said, see what happens when you let Teddy win? So my hope is that a continued string of Teddy victories are going to take the Nationals all the way through the World Series.
Scott Abelman is, or perhaps was, the campaign director for Teddy Roosevelt, at least when it came to the president's races at Nationals Park. And he has run the Let Teddy Win blog through good times and bad and good now again. So, Scott, thanks very much for talking with me.
Thanks, Bill. It's been a pleasure.
Every trust he will pass with his veto pen. So rally round him then. Yes, rally once again. The rich and poor may be sure when he's in the chair that for their right he'll always fight because he's on the square. He's coming back. Yes, he's coming back. Back to the White House, the Oyster Bay. To vote for his war, this will kill past day. When prosperity.
It's 19 minutes past the hour.